This is Rhema for today.
No, just go tell what the Lord's done. Just go tell how He's had compassion upon you. And I'll tell you what, somebody will want it. Praise the Lord. When they can see reality, this old world's dying for something real, folks. When they can see reality, whether it's in healing, whether it's in the new birth, whether it's right living or whatever it is, when they can see reality, they're going to want it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, I want you to notice the text said here about this man that he published. Notice what it said. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things the Lord has done for him. Remember, Jesus said, go tell what great things the Lord has done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. So it's all hooked together. He began to publish, in other words, the Lord's compassion. Well, in those days, about the only way you could publish it would be by mouth. You know, today we can publish it a lot of ways. Praise God. By printed page, radio, television. And still, I think word of mouth is the best way to tell it. Now, Mr. Bosworth said, some oppose and write articles against us. So they did it in his day as well as now. For publishing the testimonies of those who are miraculously healed. Mr. Bosworth said, what is the matter? Is there anything wrong in obeying the Lord's command to make known His deeds among the people? Since Jesus died to open the way for His mercies to reach all the needs of man, we surely ought to be willing for them to know it. One would think to read some of the books and articles that are being written that it's a crime to let the people know about the Lord's compassion. Think about what Bosworth said back there in his day, and that fits today too, doesn't it? Mr. Bosworth went on to say, I'm quoting him, you'll notice that in the scriptures, you know, that we've just read to you actually, as a result of miracles of healing, his fame was spread abroad. And remember I told you to notice at the end of that 45th verse of Acts, or Mark 1, and they came to him from every quarter. Remember I said that? They came to him from every quarter. Now you can read such statements as this. I was just before going through and marking some of them. They followed him on foot out of the cities. Great multitudes came to him. And again it speaks about multitudes, multitudes, multitudes everywhere. Hallelujah. Well, it's the same today. Just as soon as it's known in any city that this same Jesus is actually healing the sick, as soon as the command is obeyed to make known His deeds among the people, and as soon as His compassion is published, the people come from every quarter. I'm still quoting Bosworth now. He said, I've never seen anything that would so break down the barriers and bring the people from every quarter as the manifestation of the Lord's compassion in healing the sick. He went on to say, we've found in our revivals that as soon as the public finds out that this same Jesus, what He's doing, that is, they come from the Methodist quarter, they come from the Baptist quarter, they come from the Catholic quarter, they come from the Christian Science quarter, they come from the Unity quarter, they come from the Spiritualist quarter, they come from the Jewish quarter, they come from the poor man's quarter, they come from the rich man's quarter, and from every quarter. Hallelujah, like he said then. And multitudes hear the gospel and give their lives to God, who would never even attend the meetings if there were no healing miracles to reveal His compassion. I've quoted Mr. Bosworth. You know, when I think about this healing of this man, and about Jesus telling him, go tell thy friends what great things the Lord has done for thee and had compassion on thee, and how it says that he departed and published in Decapolis what great things the Lord had done for him. Just went and told it, in other words. I always think of a story in the Old Testament. I just trust we'll not take time to turn and read it. I just assume that you know enough about your Bibles to know it's there. And you remember the healing of Naaman the leper? You remember Naaman was commander-in-chief of the armies of Syria. Remember he had, in his excursion against Israel, had taken some of them captive. And a little Jewish maid was a servant or a slave in his home. Evidently, perhaps a slave to his wife. And when she found out that Naaman, her master, had leprosy, remember what she did? She said, would God, to her mistress, said, I would God that my master Naaman were over in the land of Samaria, for there's a prophet of God over there that could cure him of his leprosy. Now you see, she just published what God was doing. Hallelujah. She didn't get into discussion with them. She's in a foreign land. And her mistress and master Naaman and his wife, they had a religion. They worshiped Dagon. They had a temple that they went to a certain day to worship. Dagon was a statue. He had a body like a fish. He had shoulders and heads like a man. They'd bow down before that idol. She didn't get into discussion with them which religion's right and which is wrong. She didn't get into discussion with them. Now you're bound to be in the wrong church because your church don't preach divine healing. You must not be right. She didn't get in discussion like that. She just dropped the thought. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just told the good news. I just would God he is over there. There's a prophet of God. There's a man God uses over there. Hallelujah. That could cure him of his leprosy. Do you notice Jesus did not tell this man. Now you go back, because these folks are all religious. They had some kind of religion, you know. And you go get to have a religious debate with them. No, he never said that at all. And you go condemn them because all your people, because they don't believe in divine healing. No. You go prove to them that healing's right and they don't believe in it. They're all going to hell. They're in the wrong church because they don't believe in the miraculous. No, he never said do that. Just go tell it. Hallelujah. I said, just go tell it. Just go tell, he said, what great things the Lord's done for you. Just go tell how he's had compassion. Go publish his compassion. Praise God. This little maid didn't get in a religious debate. You know, she had every reason in the world to be bitter because she'd been taken captive, little 12-year-old girl, taken captive, taken away from home into a foreign land. When she heard that her master had leprosy, you know, it would have been the natural thing for her to said, goody, 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 hope he dies. Look what all he's done to me. Captured me, taken me away from my homeland, my people. Nothing to worry about, a common slave. Just good enough for him. I knew he's going to get it. I knew God's going to put something on him. See how human reasoning defeats us and heaps condemnation upon us. But you see, folks who really know God, people who've been in contact with God's healing power and virtue, people who've been in contact with his compassion, wants everybody to know about it. Hallelujah, isn't that right? So she didn't get in an argument and a debate with him about whose religion's right and said, now I'll tell you, before you get healed, now before you ever go over there, though, you're going to have to give up this Dagon business. You're going to have to quit going to that temple, falling down before that image. It's got a body like a fish and a head like a man. No. Did you ever notice he didn't have to give up anything or do anything to get healed except just obey what the prophet said? And then after he got in contact with the touch of God, he came back and said, now I know. Woo, glory, now I know that there's no God in all the earth except the God of Israel. He's the one that's God. Hallelujah. Just get them to know God. But I think the devil slipped one over on us in that so many people have preached churchianity instead of Christianity. Amen. No, just go tell what the Lord's done. Just go tell how he's had compassion upon you. And I'll tell you what, somebody will want it. Praise the Lord. when they can see reality. This old world's dying for something real, folks. When they can see reality, whether it's in healing, whether it's in the new birth, whether it's right living or whatever it is, when they can see reality, they're going to want it. Are you listening to me? Now, I don't know how the Lord might lead you. You can't bind people the way God leads one person, because he may lead somebody else a different way. But I remember after I got saved, the Lord led me, I got saved. Then on the bed of sickness, I began to see divine healing as a Baptist boy, and God healed. And then as a Baptist boy, when full gospel people came along preaching divine healing, I went to hear them because they preached divine healing. I heard them preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost and saw that, got baptized, the Holy Ghost spoke the other tongue. I never did try to convert any of my kinfolks. In fact, I never even talked to them about the Bible. I never invited one of them to go hear me preach. They knew I was a preaching all the time. If they asked me something, I answered. If they didn't, I didn't try to push anything off on them. Usually, kinfolks won't listen to kinfolks anyhow. If they listen to you, they start admitting you know more than they do, and that'd hurt their ego, and they don't admit that. Most of the time, you're wise if you just leave your folks to somebody else. Ask God to send somebody. Are you listening to me? Because if you keep badging them, you'll turn them off instead of turning them on. I just believe this. I said this to myself. I don't know why I said it. I guess the Lord prompted me. I just said, you know, I believe if they see something real in me, they'll all want it. Hallelujah. You know, that's another way to publish it. You just live it. Hallelujah. And you know what happened? Just what I thought happened. Every single one of them followed me in. Every single one of them followed me in. Because they wanted something real. Hallelujah to Jesus. And yet I never said a word to any of them about ever being saved. Never said a word to one of them about the Bible. Never said a word to one of them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Never said a word to one of them about coming and hear me preach. I just left them alone, prayed for them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace. Experience it all the time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Monday on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.